It's time to get your news on. We are VK1WIA.
It's the national news. It's for week commencing August 04, 2024. And this week, no director's report. We do have in just a moment Roger Harrison, VK2ZRH, who along with a tireless band of workers have been endeavouring to get the WIA VHF UHF field day results up to date. Stay tuned, because there's much, much more in this edition of news from the Wireless Institute of Australia. I'm the editor, and I'm Graham. I'm VK4BB.
We are VK1WIA.
On the education front, although ACMA runs the Amateur Radio Assessor Service in VK4, there are a number of specialist assessors available for remote or online assessments. Laurie Pritchard, VK4BLE, Ron Bertrand, VK2DQ, and Gail Lydon, VK4ION, and general assessors available for face-to-face assessments in the regions Malanda, Mount Isa, Townsville, Serena, and Rocky. Now, for the full list of assessors, information on the exam service and the amateur radio service in Australia, surf to the ACMA website and search for Amateur Radio Accredited Assessors. Now, just before Roger, a look at Australiana. To help media organisations in the Pacific, Southeast Asia and South Asia provide quality media services, the Australian government is establishing the Indo-Pacific Media Fund. One of the fund's first initiatives is to support the Australian Associated Press to provide targeted training and access to news content in the Pacific. The strategy is underpinned by the government's investment of over $40 million over 5 years in the ABC to create new content, improve digital engagement, increase ongoing support for media partners in the Pacific, Southeast Asia and South Asia, and expand Radio Australia's FM footprint across the Pacific. The Pacific Oz TV initiative is also receiving $28.4 million over 5 years to bolster the viability of Pacific regional media and expand access to Australian commercial television programs. Minister for Communications, the Honourable Michelle Rowland MP, said, "This strategy continues Australia's long-standing commitment to supporting a robust media sector in our region."
Who listens to radio?
This is Greg, VK2GBK.
Julie and Joe, School Amateur Radio Club Network, VK3SRC.
I'm Tony, VK7AX.
Hello again from Peter, VK4EA. Coming to you again from Re-Engine and Turrbal and Yagara Country.
That's all.
This is Roger Harrison, VK2ZRH, manager of the VHF UHF field days. As foreshadowed previously, recent efforts to catch up preparation of the outstanding results for past events have borne fruit. Results of the 2022 winter VHF UHF field day have been posted to the field day webpage. This fact is noted in bold at the top of the page. Scroll down toward the bottom of the page and you'll see the link to the results, ready for you to download the PDF. Many thanks are due to the small group of stalwart volunteers who gave their time and effort to extract the log information. Some interesting observations can be made. 85 logs were submitted, of which 77 were fit for purpose. Logs were received from operators in VK2 through VK7. Time was when that stopped at VK5. That's a developing new trend. There were some operators who worked the contest and gave out numbers but did not submit logs, although they appear in the logs received. A small sample of logs were checked for log accuracy and a few adjustments made. Thanks to all VHF UHF field day participants for keeping on and keeping on and getting out to the hilltops and ridges, giving your gear and yourselves a good workout. Remember the field day's motto? That's to do better next time. This is Roger Harrison, VK2ZRH, for VK1WIA News.
From here, there and everywhere, you've tuned to the Wireless Institute of Australia's National News Service. We are VK1WIA. Now with international news, Jason, VK2LAW.
Hello. Leading this week's international news, Professor Theodore Ted S. Rappaport, PhD, November 9, November Bravo, has been elected to the Institute of Electrical and Electronics Engineers, IEEE, Vehicular Technology Society's Hall of Fame. The IEEE VTS Hall of Fame recognises individuals whose truly outstanding leadership and contributions have had a significant impact on the technologies represented by the fields of interest of the IEEE's VTS. Dr. Rappaport has co-authored over 300 papers and 20 books, including the most cited books on wireless communications, adaptive antennas, wireless simulation, and millimeter wave communications, which have been translated into 8 languages. You might think of the smartwatch era as beginning with Apple relatively recently, or you might think back to those fancy Timex models with the Datalink thing going on in the 1990s. Seiko can beat them all, though, with its UC2000 smartwatch that debuted all the way back in 1984. The UC2000 very much looks cutting-edge for its era and absolutely ancient today. It featured a 4-bit CPU, 2 kilobytes of RAM, and 6 kilobytes of ROM. Display was via a simple 10x4 character LCD in a rectangular form factor with 4 buttons along the bottom. Branded as a personal information processor, it was intended for use with the UC2200 dock. This added a full physical QWERTY keyboard, also a thermal printer to boot, and ROM packs for Microsoft Basic, games, or an English to Japanese translator. The UK regulator has begun exploring ways to provide mobile digital services with direct coverage from the sky. The UK regulator seeks views on ways to implement direct-to-device services for mobile coverage during outages of traditional networks and as a way to provide service to underserved areas. This could mean technology deployed from satellites, aircraft, or additional airborne platforms. Acknowledging that such technology will have an impact on the limited availability of the radio spectrum, the regulator is asking for input from the public and will receive comments until the 13th of September. To India, new ham radio rules being proposed with a deadline of August 24 for any comments from VU operators. Changes include importing equipment. Good news for enthusiasts, ASOC holders will no longer need separate authorisation to import amateur radio equipment. This change simplifies the process and makes it easier for operators to acquire the gear they need. Operating on ships, for those interested in maritime amateur radio, the new rules allow ASOC holders to request permission to install and operate amateur radio stations on ships registered in India. This expands the scope of amateur radio operations and offers new opportunities for maritime communication. Educational use. The draft rules also support the use of ASOCs for amateur radio activities in educational institutions. This means schools, colleges, or other educational entities can engage in amateur radio activities promoting learning and interest in this field among students. I thought I'd finish with who uses what, as in who uses what bands the most. This is from the Radio Amateurs of Canada, RAC, and relates to a just-published 2021 report. I'm thinking it's probably not that much different than our usage here in VK. The full report, and it is full, from band, modes, age of operators, etc., is to be found in the link we like in the text edition of this week's WIA National News, wia.org.au. The survey asked about the use of frequency band segments and hours per month devoted to each one. This identifies where Canadian operators transmit to complement what type of communications they've reported. The bands used and the amount of time per month reported by the survey participants provide the contours of these behaviours in Canada. They also provide RAC with demonstrable data for the Canadian regulator as to how these frequency allocations are being utilised by the amateur radio service in that country. To make a long story short, 2 metres was used by over 92%, HF some 83%. The microwave allocations, including Super HF at above 3 GHz, none reached a tenth in reported usage and systematically decline as the frequency goes higher. It's likely the need to homebrew much of the equipment to operate in these frequencies is an inhibitor for their use. This may change in the future as commercial manufacturers get into this market segment. A total of 194,174 hours per month were reported by Canadian amateurs to have been used over 15 bands during 2021. An interesting read indeed. For VK1 WIA National News, in Sydney, I'm Jason, VK2LAW.
We are VK1 WIA. Now, operational news with VK4FUQ, Felix.
Hello there. Now, contest-wise, 2024. August 17th and 18th, Remembrance Day contest, and just before we open wide the DX window, Alan, VK4SN, will join me with more detail. Alara contest, August 25th and 26th. And remember, the fun of this contest is that contacts made on Echolink will also be accepted. Oceania DX contest, October 5th and 12th. Yoda contest. Youth on the Air test 303 will be from 10 hours to 21.59 hours UTC on 29 December on the 5 classic bands CW and SSB. August 17-18, Remembrance Day contest. And as promised, here is VK4SN.
Hi, this is Alan, VK4 Sierra November, manager of the Remembrance Day contest. The Remembrance Day contest is where we remember those 26 amateurs who paid the supreme sacrifice. The contest starts from 0300 Zulu Saturday the 17th until 0300 Zulu on Sunday the 18th. Categories are single operator QRP, multi-one and multi-multi, using phone, CW/RIDI or mixed mode. Contacts may be reworked after 3 hours have elapsed. There are no blocks in the RD, just 3 hours between the same contact. If you're in it to win it, then staying up for triple points between 1 a.m. and 6 a.m. your local time is the go. VKCL Logger and N1MM Logger are the preferred logging software. Make sure you're running the latest versions. Please submit team nominations via email vk4sn@wia.org.au with your three operator call signs and address. A team consists of three stations using a single transmitter, that is a single operator or multi-operator single radio station. Just submit the log as normal and your submitted team scores are added together by the manager to produce the team results. Remember to submit your log to vklogchecker.com within 2 weeks after the contest ends. Many thanks and good luck. This is Alan, VK4 Sierra November.
Thanks, Alan. DX Window to the World. Listen for TM24JOL until the 11th of August, and also TM24JPO between the 29th of August and the 8th of September. TM24JOL will be for the Paris 2024 Olympic Games, followed by the call for the Paralympic Games, TM24JPO. QSL these two stations by the operator's home station, F8GGZ. Dog Day Afternoon. The global efforts of amateur radio operators are calling attention to the urgent needs of abandoned, abused, neglected and homeless dogs by operating special event stations in Europe and the US to mark International Dog Day. This year will be the largest such activation among Hamster's Hands, YL3JD, who originated the special event, will be on the air as YL1DAG for all of August and September. Chris G5VZ and David G4YVM will be on the air as GB0 Dog and GB4 Dog, respectively. Listen for Chris on the air now until the 26th of August and for David till the 27th of August. In the US, a team coordinated by Karen, KD2GUT, will be calling QRZ with a special event call sign K2D from the 21st to the 26th of August. International Dog Day is August 26th. The hams are hoping to spotlight the need for rescue, assistance, adoption, and donation around the world. As I said, National Dog Day is celebrated on August 26th each year, but other dog days include National Walking the Dog Day on February 22, National Hug Your Hound Day on September 11, and National Puppy Day, March 23, Oh, meanwhile, CATA will begin with special event operations on August the 8th. Listen for YR1CAT, GB4CAT, and GB9CAT. Special call sign HF25 NATO is active until the 31st of August, marking the 25th anniversary of Poland joining the North Atlantic Treaty Organization. New Zealand, Wireless and Wall ZM100DX. Celebrating historic 100-year trans-world radio contact. The main planned contact is between Shag Valley Sheep Station and Mill Hill School, 18th October. Another celebration events are planned for the following day or two. For VK1WIA National News and still battling this cold, I'm Felix, VK4FUQ, Inningham.
From here, there and everywhere, you've tuned to the Wireless Institute of Australia's National News Service. We are VK1WIA. Now, special interest group news with Cole, VK3GTV.
Hello, welcome to the segment. First up, it's Summits on the Air, Worldwide Flora and Fauna Program, Parks on the Air, and other adventure groups. Climbing Colorado Summits for annual 14er event. The first full weekend of August brings back a tradition begun in 1991 when Colorado amateurs decided it would be fun to activate mountains with a minimum height of 14,000 feet. This year, hams are ascending the heights once again, but in the years that followed, they've added scores of smaller mountains while keeping the original ones known as the 14ers. Main dates for the activations are Saturday, August 3rd and Sunday, August 4th, but hams will be on the air the Friday before and the Monday after the big weekend. This is a tradition that predates the arrival of the Summits on the Air award scheme, yet now is part of it. Worldwide Special Interest Groups, CW. CW Ops in New Zealand are getting ready for a repeat performance of a successful public demonstration held last year. Jim Meachin, ZL2BHF, tells us what they have planned.
Based on their successful demonstration of a CW radio station last year at the Museum of Transport and Technology in Western Springs, members of the Franklin Amateur Radio Club and the NZNet are planning to do it again. When the visitors get on the air on the 18th of August, under the supervision of licensed hams, the message they will send will be a simple one, their own name, which they will send using a Morse key. As the signal goes out on 40 metres, Neil ZL1NZ and Paul ZL1AJY will be listening and will respond by sending the person's name back to them. Peter Henderson, ZL1PX, president of the Franklin Amateur Radio Club, told Newsline that the popular event grew out of a request from the museum itself after staffers noticed that the most popular exhibit in the Telecom Exhibition Centre was the Morse code key and buzzer. The museum had told Peter last year that many families stopped to try out and to practice sending messages. That's what inspired the idea of a live on-the-air event. Peter reported about the last year's event in the NZNet newsletter of the New Zealand CWNet, saying, quote, "I can't think of a nicer way to spend a Sunday," end quote. With luck, this year's event will be a repeat of another nice Sunday. Meanwhile, he said, a much larger version of the event is in the planning stages for October at a steam train attraction. This is Jim Meachin, ZL2BHF.
Thanks, Jim. Next, it's Worldwide Special Interest Groups, Faith. Churches and Chapels on the Air event, Saturday the 14th of September. This event is run by WACRAL, the World Association of Christian Amateurs and Listeners, and was founded in order to link radio amateurs around the world who share the Christian faith. Since 1957, when it was founded as the Huddersfield South Methodist Radio Club, G3LQK, by the Reverend Arthur W. Shepherd, it became an international organization in 1958 called WAMRAC, the World Association of Methodist Radio Clubs. It then changed its name in 1978 to reflect the growing ecumenical nature of its membership and became the WACRAL. So remember that event date, Saturday, September the 14th. Worldwide Special Interest Groups, Final Frontier. AMSAT Oscar 7, soon to celebrate its 50th birthday on November 15th, is now in a period of continuous sunlight through till May 2027. While in continuous sunlight, the satellite's internal timer is expected to switch between the two transponders, Mode A, 29 MHz downlink and 145 MHz uplink, and Mode B, 145 MHz downlink and 29 MHz uplink, every 24 hours. Worldwide special interest groups, IOTA. De-expedition marks Indonesia's 79th year of independence. In Indonesia, a group of hams is preparing for a weekend de-expedition with a special call sign to mark the Republic's Independence Day. They will activate IOTA number OC-177, which is Pari Island, a stingray-shaped island in Indonesia. Some members of ARARI, the National Society for Amateur Radio, plan a full four-day weekend event beginning on the 16th of August with a flag ceremony on the 17th. Operators will be calling CQ with the call sign 7E79RI on 6 HF bands. Pari Island is part of the Seribu Island Group, IOTA number OC-177. Listen and Work TO8FP on the air from Miquelon, IOTA number NA032, on the 10th to the 22nd of August. Miquelon is a French archipelago south of the Canadian island of Newfoundland, operating on CW, SSB and some digital modes on 80 through to 6 metres. QSL via Club Log or via DJ4MX. Worldwide Special Interest Groups, Radio Amateur Old Timers. Clive, VK6CSW, has the details.
Hello everyone, this is Clive, VK6CSW, reminding you that tomorrow is the first Monday of the month, time for the Radio Amateurs Old Timers Club of Australia's August Bulletin to go to air. This month, as well as the latest club news, I'll be reading an article by Herman Willemsen, VK2IXV, about wireless distress signals. This will be followed by a discussion on permanent magnets entitled A Strong Attraction. Everyone, RAOTC members and non-members alike, is most welcome to listen to the programme and to join in the callbacks afterwards. Full details of all transmissions, times and modes can be found on the RAOTC website at www.raotc.org.au or just Google RAOTC broadcasts. If none of the transmission times suit you, you can download the audio file at any time from today from the club website. Once again, tune in tomorrow for the August RAOTC Bulletin. Enjoy the programme and please join in the callbacks afterwards. 7-3 from Clive, VK6CSW.
Thanks, Clive. Now we travel from the west to the east and catch up with Alec, VK2MV, with Worldwide Special Interest Groups, Radio Scouting.
Thank you, Cole. Are you listening to this broadcast in VK2? This year, the St. George Amateur Radio Society will be taking part in the Jamboree on the air from Bonner Point Reserve, Kurnell. Outer Space is the theme for this year's biggest combined guide and scout event in the Sydney region during the weekend, Friday the 18th to Sunday the 20th of October. This is a great opportunity for amateur radio operators to demonstrate communication through one of the many amateur satellites that are available. So if you enjoy satellite communication and have the equipment available, such as a handheld transceiver and dual-band Yagi, consider joining the St. George Amateur Radio Society's JOTA team. It's also a great opportunity for newcomers to amateur radio to gain some field operating experience with the guidance of experienced operators. For this, you do not need any equipment, just go along and lend a hand. Even if you can only spare a few hours, Paul VK2GX, the SGARS JOTA coordinator, will be grateful for your assistance. For further information or to express your interest, visit www.sgars.org and follow the Jamboree on the air link. For VK1 WIA National News, I am Alec, VK2MV in Sydney. Now back to you, Cole.
Thanks, Alec. Next, it's Worldwide Special Interest Group's Rescue Radio. A retired public official in India who was committed to using ham radio to aid communication in remote regions has died in the United States during a family visit. We have details about him from editor Graham Kemp, VK4BB.
Sudip Kumananda had a long career in public service in his home state of Gujarat, focusing with public health and welfare foremost on his agenda. His efforts included overseeing relief provided in the aftermath of a 2001 earthquake and a strong advocacy for blood donation and the Ayurvedic system of traditional medicine. One of his most prominent contributions as a public servant was to introduce amateur radio in parts of the state underserved by traditional communication services. Following a cyclone in 1997 when he was serving as relief commissioner of the state, he promoted ham radio to ensure that hard-hit districts still had a means of communicating. He advocated again for amateur radio in 2001 following an earthquake in January. That same year, the Gujarat Institute of Amateur Radio was created, and with his extensive experience in disaster communication management, he was chosen as its chairman. His radio contributions endured, especially in 2023 when Cyclone Biparjoy struck the state, and the Gujarat Institute of Amateur Radio sent 38 hams to the state's Emergency Operations Centre to assist with disaster communications. He and his wife were visiting their daughter in New York at the time of his death, July 26, and local media said the cause was cardiac arrest. Nanda was 68. This is Graham Kemp, VK4BB.
Thanks, Graham. USA Hurricane Net, a force to be reckoned with. For those without HF capabilities or who may have their antennas unavailable during the storms, the VoIP Hurricane Net provides a parallel capability using modern digital technologies. VoIP Hurricane Net manager Rob Macedo, KD1CY, says the scope of this net gives a big picture look at what's happening. He said the net gathers reports from amateur radio nets and amateur radio operators at the local, state and regional level that connect directly or liaison to the net on WX Talk Echolink conference node 7203/IRLP9219 reflector. The connections to the net can include other VoIP modes such as Fusion, All-Star, Hamshack Hotline, certain types of DMR, among other VoIP modes, via the KC5FM, Oxcom and Sunflower systems. The VoIP Hurricane Net also provides observations from social media monitoring. Sometimes ham radio reports are the only reports received from the islands or sparsely populated areas. Michael Brennan, director of the National Hurricane Center, added, "The NHC ham radio network has played a crucial role for more than 40 years in providing real-time information during tropical storms and hurricanes. The information provided by ham radio is incredibly helpful to NHC's hurricane specialists as it provides on-the-ground data during an event and offers a valuable option to maintain communications in situations where traditional communication methods can fail or become unfavourable." Now you're up to date with the latest Worldwide Special Interest Group news. I'm Col, VK3GTV.
Across Australia from VK1WIA, you're tuned to the WIA National News Service. On the Sunshine Coast, it can be heard from the following locations on our linked repeater system. Mullaney, 146.850, Noosa Heads, 146.825, Black Mountain Karoi, 146.975, and Echolink node 316084 or VK4WIS-R from 0900 local every Sunday. I'm Gordon, VK4VP.
It's a date. The date is 2024. In VK3, Bendigo Amateur Radio and Electronics Club Radio Fest, August 18. VK4 Redcliffe Car Boot Sale, Saturday, August 24. In VK6, Perth Tech, September 21, for 2 days. VK4, the Gold Coast Ham Fest. Now, that's not until October 13. It'll be held at Narang Country Paradise Parklands. VK5, Amateur Radio Experimenters Group Radio and Electronics Sale, Saturday, October 26. VK7, Tasmanian Ham Conference, November 2 and 3. This will be held at the Sandy Bay campus of UTAS. And Spark Rosebud Radio Fest, November 17, in VK3. Of course, it's at Rosebud. Now, until next we meet, I am Graham, I'm VK4BB. Walk softly.
This is VK1WIA. All points of contacts from today's news stories are to be found in print. when you read the web editions. www.wia.org.au.
This has been the Wireless Institute of Australia with the weekly news service. This broadcast is in text, audio and video and is accessed on wia.org.au.